Hey, it's Randy Miles. I am on the phone with Kevin Fisher, my friend, who is the executive director of Michigan's National Alliance on Mental Illness, better known as NAMI. And today, Kevin, is World Mental Health Day with the focus on suicide prevention. And I thought it'd be really interesting to talk about ways that we can educate ourselves. So thank you for taking our little time with me, Kevin.
Well, thank you for having me back.
You know, we've talked about your walk. We've talked about mental illness over the last few years. But in the news, it's just so prevalent. And one of the things that I've noticed also is people of faith who are committing suicide. And why do you think that this is happening, and how can we educate ourselves?
Well, I think first we begin by doing what we're doing right now, which is talking about it. We're afraid to talk about what we don't understand. And the thing is, suicide is largely preventable. I won't say in every case, but in most cases, suicide is preventable if we're willing to talk about it, become educated about it, and be comfortable having a dining room or living room conversation about it with our family, loved ones, church members, what have you.
Yeah. Well, how do we get that conversation going? How do we educate ourselves? Because I think that some people feel like if you talk about it, that person is going to go and do it.
You know, that's an interesting perspective, because when I first started this work about 5 years ago, and I was reaching out to high school administrators, the response I would receive from them is, we don't want to have the conversation because we are afraid we'll be planting the seed. Mm-hmm. The problem is, suicide is already the second leading cause of death for young people between the ages of 15 and 34. Mm-hmm. It's the 10th leading cause of death in the United States totally. And so the horse is already out of the barn on that. That seed has been planted. It's bearing fruit. For example, in the state of Michigan, you know, we'll lose close to 1,400 people to suicide this year, close mm-hmm. to 50,000 nationally. 90% of the people who have died by suicide have shown some history of mental illness. So if we educate ourselves about mental illness and the fact that mental illness is a medical diagnosis like any other, and as such, early diagnosis and treatment leads to better outcomes, which means it leads to prevention.
I think that it's so important for people of faith to get on board with this, that if you don't see someone's illness, it doesn't mean that they're not ill.
No, as a matter of fact, we describe mental illness or behavioral health illnesses as a whole as an invisible disability, mm-hmm. an invisible disease. And I absolutely agree with you 100% that there are two areas I think we can have the biggest impact on this conversation. One is in our schools, because 50% of all lifetime cases of mental illness onsets by the age of 14.
Right.
But the other place is in our places of worship, because that's who we turn to in times of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need is the faith community to get on board and be more open and, quite frankly, progressive in having this conversation, because regardless as to your faith background, whether you're Baptist, whether you're Muslim, whether you're Jewish, Catholic, it doesn't matter. Many people are suffering silently in places of worship because of the stigma or myths that they believe exist about how their faith would look at knowing that you have a mental illness, that you're seeking professional health care, that suicide is a sin. And so people are suffering in silence because they're afraid to even bring the conversation up with their faith leader.
That is too much. That's too much to handle. Listen, how does the audience find out about NAMI?
The great way to find out about NAMI is anybody can Google us. Our specific web address is NAMI, that's NAMI.org. And NAMI is a great resource for getting this conversation started, whether it is in your home, in your school, or your place of worship or business, for that matter.
Yeah, what I love about it is you all go into the schools and places of worship to teach, and it really is very, very helpful. Thank you so much. It's Kevin Fisher, Executive Director of NAMI Michigan. I appreciate your time, as always.
I appreciate the opportunity to spread the word. Thank you for the work you're doing.